Welcome to Unzip, the podcast that breaks down the latest AI and machine learning research papers into insights you can actually use. I'm Skylar, your host, and before we dive into today's papers, a quick thanks to our sponsor Limitless AI for making this show possible. Today we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from coding-focused language models to autonomous driving reasoning, with some really interesting work on gesture recognition and AI personalization thrown in the mix. Let's kick things off with Melum 2, a new open-weight language model that's specifically designed for software engineering tasks. Now, what's interesting here is that this isn't just another general-purpose LLM trying to do everything. The team at Hugging Face has built a 12 billion parameter mixture of experts model, but only 2.5 billion parameters are active for any given token. Think of it like having a team of specialists where you only call on the right expert for each task. The model excels at code generation, debugging, multi-step reasoning, and what they call agentic coding, basically having the model act like a coding assistant that can use tools and make function calls. What makes this particularly exciting for practitioners is that it's open weight, meaning you can actually deploy and fine-tune it for your specific coding workflows. The performance benchmarks show it competing with much larger proprietary models, which could be a game changer for teams that need powerful coding assistance but want to maintain control over their models. If you're working on developer tools or need sophisticated code generation capabilities, this is definitely worth checking out. Next up is a really thought-provoking paper about self-evolving LLM agents and whether models that are good at solving tasks are also good at improving themselves. The researchers tackle what they call the difference between harness updating and harness benefit. Think of a harness as all the external components around an LLM, the prompts, the tools it can use, its memory systems. The question is, just because a model can update these components based on experience, does that mean it will actually get better at the underlying tasks? The team ran experiments to disentangle these two capabilities and found some surprising results. Models that were excellent at generating useful updates to their harnesses weren't necessarily the ones that benefited most from those updates. This has huge implications for how we design self-improving AI systems. If you're building agents that are supposed to learn and adapt over time, you can't just assume that a model's problem-solving ability translates to self-improvement ability. The practical takeaway here is that when designing adaptive AI systems, you might need separate evaluation criteria for update generation versus update utilization. This could fundamentally change how we approach agent architectures. The third paper introduces something called the gesture recognition in the wild dataset. And this is addressing a really subtle but important problem in multimodal AI. When humans talk, we gesture constantly, but only a small fraction of those gestures actually relate meaningfully to what we're saying. Current multimodal models struggle with this because they lack precisely annotated training data that maps specific gestures to specific words. The researchers created the first large-scale benchmark that does exactly this frame-accurate mapping of semantically meaningful co-speech gestures to spoken words. What's clever about their approach is that they focused on gestures that are actually communicative, not just random hand movements. For anyone working on human-computer interaction, video understanding, or multimodal AI, this dataset could be transformative. Imagine virtual assistants that actually understand your gestures in context, or video analysis systems that can pick up on the subtle ways humans communicate beyond just words. The applications range from better accessibility tools to more natural AI interfaces. The benchmark they've established gives us a proper way to evaluate progress in this space, which has been sorely needed. Now here's a paper that gets at something fundamental about AI personalization. How do we make sure AI systems actually understand and represent individual users accurately? The author introduces this concept called representational accuracy and proposes using behavioral specifications as an interpretive layer. Essentially, instead of trying to capture everything about a person, the system aggressively compresses personal data into interpretive patterns that get fed to a language model as context. What's interesting is that this tackles the core problem of AI alignment at the individual level. It's not enough for an AI to be generally helpful if it's making decisions on your behalf. Those decisions need to align with your specific values and preferences. The evaluation shows promising results on behavioral prediction tasks, which suggests this approach might actually work in practice. For ML practitioners, this points toward a new architecture for personalized AI systems. Instead of trying to fine-tune models for each user, you create these compressed behavioral specifications that capture the essence of how someone thinks and acts. This could be huge for recommendation systems, personal assistants, or any application where the AI needs to understand individual users deeply. The compression aspect also makes it computationally feasible to deploy at scale. Finally, we have new reasoning, which tackles one of the biggest challenges in autonomous driving, handling those weird, rare situations that don't fit standard patterns. Most autonomous driving datasets focus on perception, prediction, or planning, but this paper argues that reasoning is the missing piece. When a self-driving car encounters an unusual scenario, it needs to apply common sense knowledge, understand spatial relationships, and infer how other agents might behave. The researchers created a large-scale real-world dataset specifically designed to evaluate reasoning capabilities in these long-tail driving scenarios. What makes this particularly valuable is that it goes beyond just recognizing objects or predicting trajectories. It requires the system to actually reason about why something is happening and what the safest response should be. For anyone working on autonomous vehicles,